Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Gillette Wild this weekend go 0-2, falling to Sheridan Hawks 5-1 and the Badlands Sabres 5-3. The Wild now move to 17-22-0 on it this season. They're now sitting in sixth place, still about three or four games behind the Badlands Sabres, who are sitting in fourth for that last playoff spot. Now let's move to Cowboy basketball as they fall to Utah State in Laramie on Saturday. It was an 85-83 final. They now have dropped two games straight, and they'll have the Border War coming up on Valentine's Day. And again, that'll be on Saturday at 2 p.m. They're at Fort Collins, Colorado. And for the Cowgirls, they fall to Colorado State in the Border War on Saturday, 83-54, as they have now dropped three games, trying to get off the losing path on Wednesday as they'll take on UNLV in Las Vegas, Nevada. And let's bring in some positive news. We are with the Lady Pronghorns and the Pronghorns both coming away with wins at the Western Wyoming Community College basketball game there with the Pronghorn Center. Gillette Lady Pronghorns come away with the win 78-65, and the Pronghorns taking down the Mustangs 82-73. Now coming up on Wednesday, they will take on Casper College, girls at 5:30, the men at 7:30. And the big game was last night as the Super Bowl 60 went to the Seattle Seahawks 29-13. Super Bowl MVP went over to Kenneth Walker, 135 rushing yards. He had a touchdown, but it got called back. Now, in my opinion, I think Jason Myers should have been the NFL MVP. He had a 33-yard field goal, a 39-yard field goal, a 41-yard field goal, and the last one, a 26-yard field goal. He finished off with 12 points in the win for Seattle Seahawks. 29-13 the final. Sam Darnold also came away with 202 yards and no interceptions. He also finished it off with one touchdown, and that was in the fourth quarter. Once again, your Super Bowl champion, Seattle Seahawks 29, New England Patriots 13. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Worsley with the Basin Radio Network.